Hi guys, welcome back to Be Unapologetically You Radio. I am so excited to talk about this episode. So my friend Eve, she is on Instagram under Eve Fit Chick. I'll put her handle in the description for this episode, but she asked a bomb question for the radio podcast today. And it was, what were the biggest things you had to get uncomfortable with in your life? And the more I thought about this question, I realized that every time that I was needing to make a change in my life, it required me to get uncomfortable in order to get to the next point in my life. So for example, growing up, I went to the same school K through 12. I was really an outcast for the most part. I could like mingle within all the groups, but I never really felt like I was part of any group for real close with anybody. I never just really had any people that I really felt like I could just trust them with my life or anything of that sort, but they were all good people. I just didn't feel like we connected. So when it was time for me to go to college, I really looked hard at so many different places because I wanted to essentially rewrite my story and start over and become the person I wanted to become. I got full rides to several colleges in the state of Texas. And I ultimately did not even go to a school in Texas. I got my undergrad at Oklahoma State, and that was a big change for me because it was completely something uncomfortable. I was going there. I didn't know anybody except for people that I met at like the camps that were leading up to college. I did not know a soul, and that made me really uncomfortable, but that was such a good experience for me because it allowed me to create the life that I wanted for myself because I was starting over, but in a completely new environment. So further along in my life, I had another point that it was time for me to get uncomfortable. I was finished with my degree. I was ready to start my career, but I knew that it might require me to be uncomfortable and go to a completely new state. So I was currently working in Oklahoma at this time. I had three different jobs post school because I just needed to eat. So I was doing as much as I could and I was applying to everywhere that I could. I got an interview for this little bitty community college out in New Mexico. I went out there and interviewed and I got the job. Now I was having to get uncomfortable again and not stay in an environment that I was comfortable in after being there for 4 years. I graduated with my bachelor's degree in 3 years. Now we had to move across the state of Oklahoma all the way to New Mexico. So that made a very uncomfortable state. And we worked there for a few years. And at that job, I was not very happy except for like the people, like my coworkers were amazing. But the longer we were there, we realized that in order to become the people that we wanted to become and in order to create the life that we wanted, we knew we were not going to be able to stay there in New Mexico because we just did not have any opportunities really to create that life that we wanted. My husband and I at this point decided that if we were going to do this, we need to just start preparing to make it happen. So we moved out of our apartment and we got our RV from my parents that had an RV. And we moved into that and we just started applying for jobs everywhere. We didn't know where we were going to go. We just applied. And my husband got a job offer for Southern Texas and it worked out. And we literally put in our resignation and moved across New Mexico, across the state of Texas, 16-hour car ride later, to this new place in Texas, in another new city, and to get completely uncomfortable again, and to live in our RV on top of that, and not seek out an apartment. So we were continuing to have to become more uncomfortable with each new state of our life in order to create the life that we wanted for ourselves at this point. We knew that if we wanted to make it happen, it wasn't going to happen to us. We were going to have to make it happen for us. So words today. It's kind of crazy to sit here and recount this story at this point. And so we lived there in a new town and I got a job at another university and I worked for the university for a couple years. And then I realized I was ready to go back to school and I knew that I was interested in science and I was not sure. So I started talking with a few different people like instructors or professors that I could potentially be mentored by while I was in the master's degree. So I looked at science programs. I looked at environmental science programs. And once I did that, I was like, man, that really makes me happy, but it's not like connecting with me. It's not really what I want. I love science, and they're also asking me to compromise on other parts of my life that I'm not willing to compromise on. And I'd always been super fascinated with exercise, and I'd always been a self-studier for that. And my husband looked at me and goes, you've looked at all these other science programs. Why have you not looked at a master's in kinesiology, which is the study of exercise science? And that like completely blew my mind to look at something like that versus what was considered like traditional science. So I started doing some research and I started talking to those mentors. And it was literally once I walked into that department, I felt like home. I knew that it was exactly where I needed to be. I knew that it was exactly what I needed to do in order to make that happen and to create that change again in my life and to get uncomfortable again. So I'm starting to go through this master's program. And then I realize, you know, if I'm going to have any use of this knowledge that I'm going to be gaining, I need to start implementing it in some capacity. So I started to do some online coaching and some other aspects, but then I also knew I wanted to have some in-person experience, but I didn't know how. And so I started looking and I found out that we had a department on campus called strength and conditioning that I could go in and volunteer for in order to get experience and essentially get mentored. So I talked to the head coaches and essentially like interviewed if that was going to be a good fit for everybody, and we found out that it was. So I would literally get up at 4:45, go in and coach until 7:30 or 7:45. I would work from 8 till about lunch. My lunch hour, I would go and coach, and then I would get back from lunch, and 1 to 5, I would work the rest of the day. And then after 5, I would either go coach or I would go lift weights. After that, I would go to class, go home and do my homework, and then I would repeat the process. And I essentially did that for about a year, year and a half. And that was completely uncomfortable because it eliminated so many choices for me for things that I could do. And I just thought that was completely crazy now that I look back at it, that I made that type of essential compromise for some people, but I made that choice to be uncomfortable, to get up at that time of day in order to get what I needed and the experience and to make those connections that I needed. And it was so essential. Now my husband and I'd finished my degree and we knew that it was time to move on. And at this point, my husband actually had already moved. He'd lived in Houston for a full year because about halfway through my program, my husband was not happy with his job. And he started like applying for jobs there in the town we were living in, and he was not having any luck, and the culture was not working for him. And we sat down and we talked, and we realized that in order for him to have a work environment that was worth working for, he was going to have to apply outside that city. And we both had to realize that it was going to have to be okay for him to be uncomfortable in order, like for us to be uncomfortable to not live in the same city in order for this dream and to continue to evolve into the people that we wanted to become to happen. So my husband started applying for multiple different jobs and got a job offer in Houston. And so he moved to Houston with our dogs and our RV, and I lived with a friend for the last year, year and a half that I finished my master's degree. So my husband and I lived in two separate cities. I worked full-time and he worked full-time. And we would go and see each other twice a month. A lot of people would go like every weekend and things like that. But when you're like in a master's program, it's really hard because you need that time in order to do schoolwork and to do any other activities that you need in order for that to accomplish. So that was a really stressful time for us. But we knew that being uncomfortable was so critical for that to happen, that we couldn't let our selfish desires of wanting to like hold each other back limit our ability to grow, when in reality we knew that we would end up in the same place. But we could not be selfish with each other and limit each other when we were at a time where we needed to be a little bit uncomfortable to grow into the people that we wanted to become. And that's kind of how we got to this place where we are at now. There's three other parts of my life that I really, really had to get uncomfortable. One that a lot of people in this industry can relate with is in prep. So when you are in prep for like a bikini or a figure competition, you really have to learn how to get comfortable with being uncomfortable, because you have to learn how to manage your stress, because you can't always reduce it, but you have to learn how to manage it, or your body will not lose that fat that's required for the sport. You also have to be uncomfortable with telling people no, sticking to your diet, whatever the case may be. But if you can manage that during a prep, it makes the rest of life so much easier. And you also learn about yourself through that process because you are so uncomfortable during that process. Another time that I really, really had to be uncomfortable was when I was starting college. I decided and realized that the relationship that I was in at that point in my time was no longer serving me. It was a very toxic relationship. It was a very controlling relationship. So one, I could stay with what was comfortable at that time, or two, I could choose to leave the relationship and no longer have to be subjected to that anymore and to live the kind of life that I wanted. And I chose to leave that relationship even though it was comfortable. But if I never had, I would never be where I'm at today, because I would have been limited in my potential choices and probably still living in the same place that I am now. And all I want for that person is happiness and success, but together we were just not a good fit. And the last area, and this is probably the hardest thing for me to talk about that I had to really get uncomfortable with, was one time when I was very young. I was finishing middle school. I had a suicide attempt, and then I also had one when I was in college, and I had gotten off my medication and essentially dug myself a rabbit hole that I felt like I could no longer get out. And I had, after that experience and I got help, I really had to get uncomfortable with the fact that those were choices that I allowed myself to get down in order to be in that state, that nobody else did that to me, and that if I was going to make myself happy and no longer live in fear of that situation again, I was going to have to take responsibility for that and learn how to help myself and manage my stress and manage my situations and learn how to say no, so I was no longer going to be in those types of situations. Mental health is just a very, very complex issue in itself. And to some degree, you have control, but in another degree, you don't have control over it either. And a lot of people will tell you to just snap out of it or whatever the case may be. And you just can't snap out of it. It's just not that simple. And something else that I really struggle with in this industry, especially when it comes to mental health, a lot of people will try to get off their medication. And it's really weird. And I know that for some people it does not serve them. But I just really stress for the fact that it's, your body does not make that chemical that it needs or is unable to make that connection. And for some people, that medication helps facilitate it. And in order for it to do its job, it has to be built up into your system in order for it to work. And then once you really start to feel bad and you're like, man, I no longer need to take this. Well, once you stop taking it, it's going to decrease in your system because it took so long to build up. So it's going to decrease in your system. So you feel like, man, I no longer need this anymore. I'm going to be good, but then give it a month or two and you're going to be back in the same state. And sometimes medication can be a really bad match. But for depression and anxiety, I just really stress that you take time to control the things that you can control. And if you are one of those people that does need medication, do not look at that as a weakness. That is just a tool to help you manage it. And there's plenty of resources out there to help you fund it, to help you get insurance, or to help you have access to that type of thing, especially if you have a medical need for it. You just can't give up easily, and you can't give up on yourself, because it took a long time for me to realize that I was one of those people that I might need to be one of those people that needs to take an antidepressant for the potentially the rest of my life, and I need to be okay with that, because for me, it was way more valuable to be uncomfortable with that fact and no longer have to fight that battle in addition to everything else that was going on in my life versus not be on my medication and then trying to succumb to everything else that was going in life, and then everything was like 10 times harder. So that was really, really hard fact for me to uncover. And I think the thing that I just really want to stress in this episode is that any time that I wanted to uplevel my life or for a change to happen, I had to become uncomfortable. I mean, really uncomfortable in order for that to occur. And every time that I did, it has paid off either through experiences or outcome or whatever the case may be, because I learned from that. And one of the more recent ones that I had to really become uncomfortable with was when I applied and was accepted into the Influencer Academy. And that was one of the best things that ever happened to me, because it really pushed me to become uncomfortable in the right ways to grow into the person that I wanted to become, to start this podcast, to grow the business that I want to have the friends that I want to have the life that I wanted to have, because it pushed me to ask why not me, and why and how can I make it happen, and that my excuses were just crap. I needed to just put in the work to make it happen, and it's just paid off tenfold. So I hope you guys really enjoyed this episode. It's a little bit of my story and how I got uncomfortable in many points in order to make my life that I have now a current reality, and probably what's going to have to happen in order to make my dream life become a reality. So I hope you guys enjoyed this. Please let me know what topics you want to hear next on the Be Unapologetically You Radio Instagram. You can also find us on YouTube and SoundCloud. It's YouTube. You can find us on iTunes and SoundCloud now under Be Unapologetically You Radio. And please leave us a review on iTunes. That's how people can find us and get to share the content. So until next time, I will talk to you guys then. Bye!